But thank you for that.
That's where you belong, in the front row. You pay attention. Lanny?
Chris, give me an update. Chris, I'm reminding you to give me an update on the book.
Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, January 21st. It's called to order. Invocation by Pastor Kim Van Bremer, Orange Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for the day that we've had and for the time that is now before us. Lord, we pray for all of the City Council, for the mayor, for all of the officers, for all of the city staff, for our police officers, our first responders. Lord, we pray on this cold night that you will keep them safe and warm. We pray for the animals of this island that they will find warm places to burrow in. We pray for the people who live here and the people who visit here and the people who play and work here, that they will all be kept safe and warm, and that we will all wake up in the morning with fresh new outlooks after a good night of business tonight. We pray that you will watch over and pour your blessings out upon this meeting, that you will rule with wisdom and kindness, and that people will speak with respect and listen likewise. We pray this in the name of your Son. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Pardon me just a second.
I'm here.
Mayor Kennedy.
I've waited 8 years for this.
Nope, we gotta wear it all night.
I may not be able to get it off.
Picture.
Once you put it on, it's gotta be on for the rest of the council meeting.
Yeah, we got a picture. Please get a picture.
There you go.
It's going to be another 25 before he gets to do it again. So. Good job, man. How you have fun.
And Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 7 additional items. The first, approval of a liquor license for Pour. The second, approval of a liquor license for the Southern Grind. Third, resolution authorizing a single source purchase for the Lauder Lane turn lane. Fourth, a resolution authorizing billboard advertising for the Festival of Art. Fifth, a resolution authorizing a change order for the Coastal Resources Center site work. Number six, a resolution authorizing an MOU for school resource officers. And the last, a resolution authorizing the purchase of a UTV for the fire department.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes from a work session, Flood Damage Prevention Board, regular council meeting come in the hole for 12-12-2019. With no objections, any of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by council?
I have one, Mayor.
Please.
I am very proud to tell you that the Orange Beach Garden Club has been donating money to each teacher at our Orange Beach school, which was the elementary school, every year. And this year, we are donating $50 per homeroom teacher, and that equals 51 teachers in the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school. Wow. So I'm very proud.
I would like to suggest, because we have a tradition of matching. I'd like to suggest we match the Garden Club, because when someone takes the time to raise the money and make the effort to do something like this, I'd like to double their efforts. Again, it's just one person, but yes. It's a thought. It's $2,500.
I'd like to see us do it.
I would too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Virginia. Thank you very much. Would you like to say something?
I would. Thank you Please. Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We also made a $2,000 donation to Mac, but we'll talk about that another time.
To what?
Mac.
Matt?
Mac.
Matt. Oh, Matt.
Mako.
I said Matt.
Yeah, we did Matt some money.
Okay.
And
good.
I just want to say that the way we raise the money is through our annual fundraiser, which is our game day and salad luncheon coming up on February 19th. Everyone is invited. You can either come and bring a group and play games, or you can come just for lunch. It is the world-renowned Garden Club Ladies Homemade Salad Luncheon. So tickets are $25. I happen to have them. And every penny that you share with us, we share with Orange Beach. So thank you for your consideration.
And thank all you. The outlets for the tickets are being sold where?
The Emporium in the Rouse's Shopping Center, or from Annette Mitchell sitting right here.
And the last one is preferred. Oh, there you go. There,
yes.
You, there you go.
Way to go, Johnson.
And the Emporium. Yes,
give him that helmet.
Yeah, insert foot.
I
so
got
thank
him.
You, Council, for the match.
But while we're talking, Mayor, if my wife has an announcement, she has another meeting, of course, right after this, but if she could make that announcement right now.
Okay. Absolutely. So the Alabama Small Business Development Center, along with our chamber, the other four chambers, you have a copy, Councilman Mitchell and Johnson have a copy of the flyer for the Google seminar. For the third year in a row, Google is flying in an instructor. We are having a free two-hour seminar for businesses. It will be totally about reaching your customers online in 2020. So we're going to get the updates. She's going to discuss BERT. If you haven't heard of BERT, that is the language in which we search. Yes, Google has come up with its own language, and it's called BERT, so she'll be discussing that as well as many other things dealing with the Google algorithm and how our businesses can better reach their customers online. It is absolutely free, and as of this morning, we had 116 registered. We have 200 slots available, so we have plenty of space left for our businesses. But you can go online and get the Google link at ASBDC, that's Alabama Small Business Development Center.org, or go to the chamber, any of the chamber's websites, and they have that link to Google to make that reservation. Also, each of you have the 2019 impact for the Alabama SBDC. The numbers that you're looking at are only for South Alabama. We cover the southern coastal six counties, and so what you're looking at are the numbers just for those six counties and then the five-year previous. So I appreciate your support. In April, we will be doing a Start a Business in 2020 at the library, and just in the last 5 minutes, the chamber will be a co-sponsor of that.
Awesome.
So we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstained.
Okay. Mr. Moss, we have a presentation from Mr. Moss, our principal at the elementary school.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan Moss. I've not had the privilege to meet you before, but really, we're here tonight just to say thank you. I'd like to say thank you to our mayor and our city council and our community. It's been a wonderful year and a wonderful start at Orange Beach Elementary School. And there's been a lot of partnerships with the city and the mayor and our community, and we greatly, greatly appreciate it and all that you all do for our students, staff, and teachers at Orange Beach Elementary School. It means a lot to them and to me, and especially to the students each and every day for all that you do and all that our community does, and we greatly appreciate it. So that's my big thank you, briefly but importantly, that I greatly do appreciate. And secondly, we have somewhat of a surprise thank you as well. And for this one, I would like to turn it over for our lead teacher and director of Orange Beach Elementary School's Sea Sand and Stars facility, if y'all have not gotten to meet her yet, and that is Mrs. Nicole Bryant, for our second thank you presentation for the evening. So, Ms. Bryant.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us be here tonight, and thank you for your continued support of our school and Sea Sand and Stars and helping us stay open to the public in the summer. We really appreciate that. But tonight I'm here because I want to give a huge shout out to the Orange Beach Wildlife and Rescue Center. They have partnered with us at Sea Sand and Stars for the last four summers. They come, Melissa and the interns come over, and they present Wildlife Wednesdays. They bring animals and they teach lessons to our visitors. They've also come to Sea Sand and Stars the last two Octobers, spent a week with us, taught every student at Orange Beach School lessons based on the Alabama course of study, but had the animals there with the students for them to see and sometimes even get to touch, which is really exciting for our kids. They get to touch sea life at Sea Sand and Stars all the time, but snakes and birds, that otters, that's really new and exciting for them. But the most important lessons that are being taught are the lessons that are woven through the lessons that they're teaching, and that is the conservation lessons. I've been really impressed that they are teaching these students, no matter how young they are, they can do our part, their part, to protect local wildlife and wildlife all over. So Wade Stevens is here tonight. Wade, please tell Melissa and the staff and the incredible interns who have come to work with us over the last couple of years how much we appreciate them. I know I've learned a lot right along with our students and our summer guests. And Wade, thank you for all you do to help make Orange Beach a wonderful place to live and work, as well as y'all, and raise my children. So on behalf of Orange Beach Elementary School, we would like to present the Orange Beach Wildlife and Rescue Center with a small token of our appreciation, some cute little thank you art, and thank you notes from our students. Oh.
Thank you, Nicole.
We've got a donation as well from the school.
Thank you, Mr. Nicole.
That's
thank
nice.
You.
Melissa is still out on maternity leave, and she regrets that she couldn't be here, but she didn't want to come tagging along with the little one. And the interns were otherwise occupied. The interns that did the programming there during the summer have moved on, and we've got a new set of interns now.
Wow.
But we were going to have them here just as representatives, but they're tied up at the moment, busy working. So apologize.
Thank you.
Thank
y'all. Nicole, thank you.
Ryan.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Ryan, thank you for being here. Appreciate
it. Where's Tracy? Tracy, would you like to go now?
Yes.
You guys? Okay, come on.
Wade Burcham from Geosyntex.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We got a presentation that we're pulling up here, but really appreciate you guys allowing us to come in and talk about this watershed management plan. Your lot of staff and people here have been working on this for months already. Bill, Woody, Philip, all have been working on this. Tracy's here with me. I'm the project manager with Geosyntex for this watershed management plan. Basically, Mobile Bay National Estuary Program applied to for funding through the oil spill money, received that funding, and we're doing a comprehensive watershed management plan. And what we do, we combine stakeholder engagements with science-based solutions to solve these common problems, common values that we all have here. You guys know, I mean, you can just hear it coming out in all these thank yous and everything else. This area is a treasure. I mean, it's a treasure for not just this generation, but it's a treasure to carry on. And have you ever had one of those things where you see this goofy environmental project going on that you don't know why anybody's doing it? This is the anti to that. We put together the people that know about this watershed best. We put those together with a just amazing group of scientists to prioritize what projects to fund, and through this project, it actually even opens you up for new funding that's not available. And again, the treasure of this watershed just goes on and on. 37 miles of water features, 25,000 acres of wetlands. Where do you find that? The water is important to the economy here, too. All of us use the aquifer here. 9 million gallons of water was taken out in 2010. Really important. And then if you talk about the wildlife here and the species, you know, Alabama is one of the top five most biodiverse. If you look at freshwater fish, where we are the most biodiverse. So, I mean, and we're sitting at the middle of it right here. So this is a treasure. It's worthy to be protected. And that's what this whole thing is about, is doing a comprehensive watershed management plan to come up with ideas of where there's problems, what can we do about those problems. And we look at it over a whole. And we're primarily looking, we're going through this process you see on the outside of that ring right there. And if you got about 3 hours, I can go through every one of these things. But Woody has done told me he's going to hit me in the back of the head if I take too much time. But really, all this is a very scientific process, and it's really we're trying to aim at those six values that people value most about living at the coast: water quality, fish and wildlife, environmental health and resilience. The economies fits in there too. Access, heritage and culture, beaches and shorelines. We're trying to find out how to best protect those resources, how to best restore those resources, and trying to put the projects up there so that when funding opportunities come available, we've got them sitting on the shelf. These have been prioritized. We have the people behind it. We have the public support, and we got the science to put it out there. Here's my ask. We need everybody at the table to talk through this. So we're having a meeting on the 6th of February. It's 2 hours. It's only 2 hours. We're going to put you in there. You're going to come in and out so fast. It's 2 hours. And I'm telling you, it will make a big difference on the planning of this treasure that we have for years to come. I've seen this, been a part of these things for over a decade, and I've seen many things that the engineer has said, there's no way that they're going to turn this problem around. There's no way that it can be done. But I've seen it done, and I can show you some places where it's done it. But we really need the stakeholders at the table. And here are just some few of those people, and we would really like for you guys to get the word out, for you to come yourself, spend 2 hours with us, and I'm guarantee if it's a waste of time, I'll rake your yard for 2 hours or whatever.
What time on the 6th?
6 o'clock. And that's at the Learning Center at the Gulf State Park. This is our watershed here. It's a part of a whole effort that we're studying over the entire bay. You know, these waters are all interconnected, and this particular watershed project here is focused on Little Lagoon and Perdido Pass. So that's kind of our project area that we're really focused on right now. And again, that public engagement really generates the momentum that you need to keep this thing going forward. These watershed management plans builds partnerships where there may not be any together. We all know that we can accomplish far more together than apart. Reaches beyond the geopolitical boundaries, and just by going through this process of learning more about your watershed, you become more engaged, you become more aware, and you seek to protect those resources more. And again, those who live in it know it. So we know that there's people in this room that have ideas of things or problems or things, initiatives, and the only way that we're going to get it from them is to go through this public engagement process. And we also know that there's multiple factors. You know, if we skew this plan towards flooding, or if we skew it towards economic interest, or if we skew it towards environmental interests, it can get off balance. And we have to have a balance here. You know, if we're going to protect this treasure here, it's got to be sustainable, and we got to maintain that balance. We want everybody there to kind of represent their interest and give us the tools we need to push the best plans forward. Again, it's February 6th at 6 p.m. It's there at the Learning Center at Gulf State Park, and we would really like for you to get the word out that, hey, this planning effort's going on. A lot of people are working on it. We're developing these science-based, publicly supported projects, and we've got some social media posts out there. We'd love for if you see one of those, or if you give me your contact information, I can give it out so that you can spread it around. Everybody in this room has got a huge network of people that are really valuable to this process. And this process is really valuable to you and our kids for generations to come. So I'm going to turn it over to Tracy if she has anything, or ask you guys if you have any questions, but just wanted to give you an overview. If there's nothing else you hear from me tonight, 2 hours, It's going to be well spent time. We're going to ask you 5 questions or so and help prioritize those projects. It's going to be valuable to us if you can make it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joni, that's the day I leave for Washington, but are you going
as a
representative of the islands?
I just wanted real quick to show you the map you have in front of you. And the most important thing, and I have flyers outside about the meeting and the specifics for everyone. This watershed, the Gulf Frontal watershed that we're doing this plan for, that's us, is large. It's Little Lagoon all the way around. You can see Arnica Bay, Bay La Lanche, all the way up Roberts Bayou. We're at the bottom of all of these. We're the filter. Everything's coming down to us. And the reason that we have to have a diverse amount of people at this meeting and really represent all phases is Little Lagoon has their issues, and they're different than we have in Perdido Pass. Cotton Bayou's different than people have in Terry Cove. So we have to have everyone at the table. Developers have different issues than maybe the Islands of Perdido Foundation. So everyone needs to be there so that when this gets put up on a shelf, it gets pulled out and someone says, these are the projects that are ready. We have to have a voice at the table so this money gets spent in the right place. This is the chance for people to say, this is where we want those BP oil spend money spent. So this is the chance for all of you and whoever you bring to say, this is important to us. Mm-hmm. And those flyers are out there, and we want everyone there. So please show up, make it a priority, and all the information will be outside. I appreciate it.
So is the goal to have a project ready from all 6 of those core values you had in the center?
We hope to have hundreds of projects prioritized, really. And so what we do, we put together a matrix of all the things that are important to people, all the potential projects out there, and then what drops out of that matrix is what are the most important things? Where can we get our biggest bang for the buck? And so we will have a matrix of every project anybody ever mentions, but out of it, we want the top few, the priorities. These are the first few that we go after. These are the ones that we try to apply this funding to. These are the ones we try to apply this funding to, or whatever. We won't develop the projects completely, but we'll identify the projects, talk about the issues and potential solutions to those.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you so much for bringing this forward. I'm sure that you have contacted the town of Perdido Beach and the outlying areas of Lillian,
Josephine
Homeowners Association stuff. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
But there's probably about 5 more that you can think of that we hadn't. So if you can spread the word, I would really appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Wade. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Okay. This time we have a recognition, special recognition. Where's Renee? Is Renee here? Where? I don't see Renee.
She's right behind John.
Behind Jonathan.
Oh, okay. Renee. I thought you were on your phone. Hey, Renee has been with us for 30 years. 30 years. That's just unbelievable. I couldn't stay with anybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. So. But Renee has been a gift.
Yes.
She's been fantastic in the as a magistrate. And that is a... My mom was one. I think y'all have heard me say that for years. And it is a very, very frustrating, tough job. Very tough job. So thank you so much. And I think we do have a plaque we'd like to give you.
You're still staying around, aren't you? Thank you.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
30 years.
Gosh. That's a lifetime.
Thank you, Renee.
She knows where all the bodies are buried, right, Renee?
Yeah, she started working when she was 13.
Yeah.
There we go.
You were here during the Wild Isle days. All right, y'all ready?
Jim, you were the chief back then. Never mind. Never mind.
Don't cut that.
Go ahead, Mayor. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut it.
Oh, I didn't see Jim here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's pick on Jim a little bit more.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah. I already have today. Got more to come.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah, please do.
Yeah, we got some upcoming powerboat races on the calendar. Don Branham is here with the crews. You want to come up and mention a little bit about what the plans are for that?
The races are set for April the 15th through the 19th. We're getting it all set up now. It's already on the Race World Offshore website. You know, we'd like for it to be on the city website so we can get as much promotion out there. When we started these races in 02 or 03 was the first race. The first year, the economic impact, according to the CVB, was $12 million. And went through some lean years with the BP oil spill, and we're getting them back now. And my vision is for Orange Beach, it's going to be the first race of the year. And as in NASCAR, Daytona is one of the big races, first race of the year. So that's the vision, that I have. And, see where it goes from there. We already have 30 boats committed to come, big boats. And so any questions?
Don, you were part of the past.
Yes, sir.
You're here tonight, and I appreciate you being here because it's always exciting for the boat race to be here. So we have an organized chapter here in Orange Beach.
Yes, sir. Gulf Coast Power Boat Association. And Marty died, passed away. Uh-huh. And Gary's coming back on board. Damon's coming back on board, or Damon. And myself and a couple other people.
Great.
So trying to get it reorganized, get it started again.
Yep. Get it powered back up, huh?
Yep. The several races in the past, just to give you an idea of what it brings to the community. Clearwater is a $30 million impact to their economy.
Right.
For a two-day race weekend. Sarasota is 25 to 30 million. So... Yeah, it brings a lot of attention to it. This last year in Key West, I continued to work with the races over the years. There was a picture that went out of two boats that flipped over. It went worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, just on YouTube the last time I think I looked, it was over 2 million hits. So...
We're excited about it.
Well, we don't want that to happen here.
No, we don't want the wreck, but we want the
nobody would watch a race for the wreck.
They don't go to Talladega to watch the cars go around in a circle. It's exciting. It brings interest to the community. Mm-hmm. Gets exposure for us to the outside world. It is going to be televised. It is WKRG-TV is going to broadcast it live on their CW channel. So,
great.
Word's getting out because I'm already getting calls and questions. Yeah. So, word's getting out because I'm already getting calls and questions. So,
Where are the boats going to be?
I was not there today. I had to be at a branch meeting of the company I work for in Mobile. Damon and Dana Day met with the wharf, and we're trying to work out either there right in front of the wharf when you first come in. There is a concert that Saturday night, but we're probably going to put it over where y'all have done the seafood festival and the car show before on the other side of the street, there where the helipad is at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to teach all those guys where all our new wake zones are. Our no wake zones, because they sure don't
launch,
know.
We're going to launch the boats there at the Cree.
At the Cree?
Yeah. Get it worked out at their new marina.
So that's the weekend after Easter this year. So Easter is the 12th. I just looked it up.
It'll be the weekend after. It's the weekend before the car show and the mullet toss.
Excellent.
So,
well, thank you, sir.
It's awesome.
And as a kid growing up in Louisiana, go Tigers.
Tigers.
Thank you, Don.
We're really glad you're bringing the boats back here.
Yeah.
All right, moving to unfinished business. Resolutions, a resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract with Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, appropriating funds to support an office in Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it very, very much.
Mayor, do we want Greg just to give a little comment about it?
Yes, sir.
Good press, bad press. Just spell my name.
That's right. Just mayor and council. First of all, thank you. I want to give you two quick updates leading up to that, if you don't mind. We did have our e-shred day conservation day on Saturday that we partnered with you all with, and over 300 cars came through and brought shred material, old computers and things that we were able to dispose of. So thank you to the city for your partnership with that. I think it was a great event, very successful. Also, on February the 7th, that's a Friday evening, our chamber banquet, which will be called the Black and White Night. Lots of fun. We're going to recognize teachers and other volunteers and businesses in our community, and that is at the Orange Beach Event Center. So we're excited about that. And the other piece that I would like to say thank you all for is the opportunity. It's very exciting, the opportunity to expand a physical presence into Orange Beach for the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. We know that with all the massive growth, all the great things that are happening in the city of Orange Beach, we can better serve the member businesses here by having a physical presence. That is a big thank you. We are looking forward to it. It will be our plan is to have the full office up and running. It will be a full-time office, as will be the one in Gulf Shores. And we just think we'll be able to have a much more comprehensive support system for our businesses and grow that network. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
We appreciate you making that happen. It's been a long time, so thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor? We ready to vote?
Yep.
Okay. Resolution authorizing the execution of a license agreement with the Wharf Retail Properties. Provide office space for the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Jim. Thank Art. It's a very fair price on that. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Resolution accepting the negotiated price for a public works building, electrical work, A and B Electric, $276,199.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing negotiated price for public works building plumbing work from Hart's All Service, $48,550.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to new business under miscellaneous. This is an addition. Approval of lounge retail liquor license application, Class 1. Pour Inc. for Pour at the Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of retail beer on off-premise and retail table wine on off-premise liquor license application. Southern Grind at the Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to resolution. Resolution appropriating funds to Marjane Jane Trash. Jane Trash. V
say
something.
Bear, say it.
V.
Bear Shaggin. Bear Shaggin.
Bear Shaggin.
Okay.
Marianne.
Okay. Yeah. Marianne. For a sailing expedition to study ocean microplastics, $1,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of voluntary cooperation agreement with Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution updating the list of volunteer firefighters, reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation insurance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of intergovernmental agreement, Baldwin County, maintenance of Navy Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement with Harbor Communications. Connect fiber to the Orange Beach Schwartzplex, $28,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a single source purchase for construction of Lauder Lane Turn Lane from John G. Walton Construction Company, $39,964.85.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a contract for Festival of Art billboard advertising with Lamar, $8,800.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Just one. I hate giving them money after they sued us, but I know they're the only ones that have billboards.
Just a point of interest there?
Just a point of
just
interest.
Just a point. Hey, they're good points. That's good to keep us in the loop on that.
I do understand. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of change order with asphalt services for Coastal Resources Service Site Center site work, $34,788.65.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. Okay, this is not a $34,000 change order addition to what we've approved. Talking to Wade and to Philip today, thank you for getting Wade to clarify this. What we're doing is city was purchasing material for a certain aspect of that down there, and now actually we're putting that on the contractor to purchase it. So it is a change order, but it's not adding another $34,000 to the whole scope of the work of the project. So thank you for clarifying that today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of memorandum of understanding with the Baldwin County Commission, Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, Baldwin County Board of Education for school resource officers.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a UTV for the fire department, $15,103.89.
Move to adopt. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any discussion? Okay. Moving to public hearings. Public hearing to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission regarding sweat tire plan review that has been withdrawn. The revised site plan was approved by the Planning Commission. So, I do think, I think some of us were there. That is a dangerous entryway.
Yes.
It should have never been built that way to begin with. We know that. We may want to look into doing what it takes to expand that to where it's a...
I think it needs to be wider, and yeah. I think another lane would be, would make it safer.
Well, Ned, have they not come back with another plan already planned?
Yes, and it was approved unanimously by, well, not, there was one vote negative.
But it was recommended that they do add a lane, the developer do add a lane from what I was told,
right.
And they said it would be too much money. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want to speak for Kit when she's sitting right here, but staff stated that all of their safety concerns had been addressed by this final plan, which allows a turn lane into the sweat property that would hold two semi-trucks.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that. I just think where it intersects into Canal Road, it needs to be wider because you've got that much dense traffic going in and out. And, I mean, the church is growing. I mean, it is unbelievable, the numbers there. And so I just think it'd be safer if we...
Well, we've cleaned up a lot of messes in other places and recognize that probably what should not have been done that way way back when. But this is one of those where Sweat did add a third lane, turn lane, so they spent the money, but the expense of moving the power to making it three-lane entry probably cuts the value of the property in half or less.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat unfair to put it all the burden on them.
I agree.
So it should probably be a three-way expense with all of us participating, but at the same time we're improving Lauder Lane, making a right turn there. We've done things in Beaver Creek, Lauder Place. So y'all think about it. We don't have to do it tonight, but I just think about it. Probably
it's coming
makes
before
it,
us next month.
Yeah. So anyway, we can get Tim to take a look at it and see what we're talking about to get it done.
Yes.
Kit. So,
Chief, I've got two complaints on that on Sunday when the church is letting out, that they hold too long letting the church out. They hold up for like 10 minutes and back traffic up. I told both of them just to go to church and they could get out quicker. But they didn't like my response. But I'm just letting you know, just maybe someone to identify. Okay, thank you.
I was there and it's not a problem. He's doing a good job. They're backing up all the way to the church. So it's a two.
That's a double-edged
sword. It's church. Why somebody want to complain about
it? Sure. That was my spot. I told him to go to church. Yeah. Wouldn't be a problem.
Be patient.
Yeah. He does a good job. He balances it, so we watch it all the time. So I appreciate it. Public hearing to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission regarding the McCarran parking lot addition. Okay. I hear a motion to a grant appeal. Sorry? Okay, I'm sorry. Do we have a presentation? Oh, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm supposed to be somewhere tonight, so I apologize. Where's?
Doesn't staff usually talk? And then
Mr. McCarran.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, just briefly.
Well, we just need to brief everybody because the council, I don't think, is up to speed on this.
Go ahead. So. This is last month. The applicant went to the Planning Commission, obtained a site plan review approval for a parking addition to the east of their office on Canal Road. They had requested that the parking area be constructed of gravel. The Planning Commission denied that request for gravel and required either asphalt or the paver, so that's what they are appealing.
Okay. Thank you. The parking lot at one time was approved, and was approved for gravel, and then for whatever reason that didn't happen. So we're back now where I think that...
No, that is not correct. I'm sorry.
It was approved as pavement.
Okay. All right. Okay. My point... Okay, I'm fine. Sorry. It was approved, so it didn't happen, so they're back now. But I think this time, and Annette, you correct me, because I was not at that meeting and did not hear that. I don't think I heard that. But they're requesting gravel as opposed to asphalt.
Correct. So in 2013, the applicant requested a parking lot of asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
It was approved but never constructed. In 2019, at last month's meeting, they again requested to improve the parking lot, but this time they requested gravel, and the Planning Commission did not approve that request.
Correct. I'm Kevin McCarran. My brother and I own McCarran Insurance Group on Canal Road. We've been there. We built that building in 2006, and what we have now is a good problem to have. We've grown, and as we've grown, just as the city and community have, we're kind of busting at the seams as far as parking goes. With the current road construction and everything, we're completely pinched in. We petitioned the Planning Commission, and we do appreciate the approval on the parking lot. We respectfully disagree on the materials and whatnot. It will be an overflow and employee parking lot, we feel gravel is a more appropriate use, cost-wise, obviously, but also impact on the environment. You know, that's just where we sit. We've seen where I realize it's a case-by-case basis, but it has been approved for properties to our adjacent east and Catty Corner adjacent to the north with Big Mike's and Luna's. We feel it's appropriate. We've come to appeal the decision respectfully, and that's all I've got. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
What is the price difference between?
Roughly $12,000.
Just $12,000?
It's not just
$12,000 to me. I know, but in the scheme of things, there are people that spend, I won't even get into it, but.
Listen, are you talking about matching what Big Mike's was just approved for their expansion and their extension to the, are you talking about the same type Bahama rock that's been used at Luna's, that's been used in the subdivision at Terry Cove up on the hill behind the bank? Are you trying to match the aesthetic looking like Big Mike's used?
Absolutely. I mean, my personal opinion, I like the Bahama rock. It's white. I think it kind of fits our whole scheme here as a coastal community. I think Big Mike's parking lot's very attractive.
Right.
I mean, this will be going in front of our place of business, so obviously we don't want anything that's ugly or looks junky, or it will be, you know, as required, it will be irrigated, landscaped, done correctly. I mean, this is in front of my office, so I'd like it to look well.
And we just recently down on Canal Road, down there by the storage by the car wash, did we not approve gravel for in between there also in that?
We approved the gravel in the back.
In the back?
Required a paved driveway.
That's exactly right. I remember that.
And then we approved gravel for Greg Kennedy's project going into that area to
it
the
sure
left.
Sure did, down by Walker Key. So
ordinance-wise, I think we went through this when we had the storage units by the car wash. By ordinance, it has to be an impervious, or how do you say the word, or what is the word? An impervious.
The ordinance requires it to be paved, but it allows for the Planning Commission to approve an alternative material based on land use, amount of traffic, and intensity of usage.
And it's just for parking.
So the Planning Commission said no, and what were their reasons for saying that?
They had concerns about the dust. They had concerns about it was originally paved. They mentioned that the existing parking lot is paved. Those were the primary reasons.
So my question would be is, out of fairness, how can we approve Big Mike's and Luna's across the street and not approve these guys for the same thing that have been in business their whole lives in Orange Beach? I understand the paving, but where's the logic that we're going to force them to pay, but right next door we didn't? And I don't, maybe the Planning Commission, can you clarify that?
Well, the ordinance states that all parking services now will be paved and gives the Planning Commission the authority to consider site location, intensity, and
amount of use.
So
I believe
look at
that
Mikey's next door.
I believe that Big Mike's was really the Tiki Bar's parking lot, which was existing.
Right.
And gravel. Am
well,
I correct?
Yeah, there's the existing gravel, and then they did the addition to
just
the west.
Did the addition.
Yeah.
I just personally like gravel, the Bahama Rock, better than I like asphalt.
I really
just
do
from
too.
A pure aesthetic. I just think it fits our town better. It looks better.
And I
better.
Think it drains better, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a personal preference, but I have to agree with you. I couldn't in good conscience force these guys to pave a parking lot when we just allowed somebody next door and across the street to use gravel. Personal preferences aside, I just don't think that's the fair thing to do. So, in my mind.
Can I ask, well, so. Probably open a can of worms you don't hear, but are you going to cut a deal with Big Mike's if they get to use you in the evening? Because they're going to park there anyway.
We and Big Mike's have both been very good neighbors to one another. We've never raised a stink when, you know, because basically we're open at different times. They've done a great job as being neighbors. We never find trash or anything in our parking lot that, you know, we get in the morning. Mm-hmm. My understanding is they send someone over to kind of pick up, make sure it looks good. So we're all in business together. It's part of it as a community.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Do we need to look at the ordinance, Kit? If we're going to continue to go against our ordinance, is there something we need to do to address the ordinance? Because it's really not good to continue to...
But I don't think we're going against it. It gives us the option to.
It does. Is there an option?
It gives us
ordinance?
The option. Yes.
Okay. It's already
yes.
there.
Yes.
Okay.
And what may be, there may be instances. Say if it's a parking lot that's going to have semi traffic, or there's a parking lot that's going to have. See, McCarran's office. You have people that come in for the required parking, and then there's overflow parking. So there may be scenarios where the required parking is paved.
Okay.
But the employee and the overflow parking is not. Or if you have semi-tractor trailer traffic, or if you have, you know, just repeated,
yes.
constant driving over there. There are circumstances that I think the Planning Commission, giving them that capability to consider, that it would be appropriate, where that it would not be appropriate.
When we go against the Planning Commission, it always causes me a little.
We rarely do. We try to support it every time.
This is just, it's just, to me, it's personal preference.
Yeah.
I mean, what looks...
May I ask a question?
You may.
What caused you to change your application when it was approved for pavement and now you don't want it?
Actually, originally our application was supposed to have been gravel. Our engineer made a mistake on the plans. When we went back with our contractor to Kit, to negotiate it at that point, after it had been approved. Kit's email was that she didn't think it'd be an issue, but to bring samples of what we planned on using, and it wouldn't be an issue.
I don't remember saying I didn't think it would be an issue.
I can show you the email.
I rarely speak for Planning Commission.
Well, I have the email. I'd be happy to forward it to
you. I may have said you have the ability to ask for that, and that asking for that should not be an issue, but I don't speak for Planning.
Any further questions? Any further thoughts? Okay.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Kit.
I do like the impervious.
Open to the public.
All right. Hearing. Anybody have any thoughts on this? Treat it as a public hearing. So.
Don't do anything. You'll make my insurance go up.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
Mayor. Mr. Brandon in the back, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
How much parking goes over the gravel onto the grass area at Big Mike's? Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. They changed that.
They still have to park out.
Yeah. Well, that's going to change when that bypass comes through. They won't be able to park up there at all when the construction comes.
Anybody else have a question? All right. We will close the public hearing.
Move to grant the appeal.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's move. I have a motion to adjourn and move right to the committee of the whole meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hey, call the committee of the whole meeting to order for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costa.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Considering the previous minutes of the work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole meeting for 1-7-2020. Move those forward for review. Looking to new business resolutions, a resolution awarding the bid for 4 UTVs for the fire department. I'll go through these and y'all stop me if you have questions.
Yeah, these bids aren't going to be open until the end of the month.
I'm supposed to be at the Cypress Village HOA meeting at 6 or a little after because of parking. Right. So that's why I'm moving fairly quickly. And I'm taking half the staff with me and the police department. So the resolution awarding the bid for 3 submersible jet aerators for utilities department. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order for the appraisal consultant group to perform appraisal services for potential land acquisitions project in an amount not to exceed $5,000. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with TTL, Geotechnical Engineering, Orange Beach Middle High School site not to exceed $31,000. Resolution authorizing the purchase of Vehicle Community Development Department, state bid 27948. Okay, good with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving to ordinances. Ordinance establishing the use of electronic vote counting devices for use in all municipal elections. A reminder of a public hearing for amending the ordinance, zoning ordinance, Ocean Edge PUD, public hearing, metal siding for many warehouse buildings, public hearing, JG Concepts LLC vehicle showroom. So any thoughts or questions? Okay. Anybody in the audience, anything?
Annette, did the JG Concepts pass Planning Commission?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Anything?
Just one thing for the council. On the February 4th meeting will be that special presentation we discussed, so I'll get y'all more details.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
And we do poke fun at you all the time, but we're very, very proud of LSU upholding the SEC. In a big way.
You know, your coach Orgeron the day before that game said something real special about how he started that program, what it took. He said it happened 2 years ago. A certain football game happened 2 years ago. He went public with it when Troy beat them.
And your son was the quarterback.
No, I'm not pulling out Brandon Silvers. That,
I do remember.
They won as a team.
I think we were there.
You were? Yeah, we were there, weren't we?
Yeah.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Delayed gratification.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank y'all.